At the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa, we're going to visit with Bob McCann from Victoria, Texas. And Bob is in line to be the president-elect now of the National Cattle and Beef Association after this meeting. So I guess that means you're what, vice president right now? Or
I'm currently vice president. As of Saturday, I should step into the president-elect position.
Well, let's visit, first of all, about your operation there in South Texas and tell us what you do.
Well, my family has had a cow-calf operation down there. I'm the fifth generation of my family to manage our ranch down there, and we run a purebred Brayford, commercial purebred herd of Brayfords, mostly cow-calf. Run a few stockers also, and we also manage a recreational hunting enterprise on most of our acreage down there.
So are you in a hill country down there? Or?
No, we're in South Texas. Part of our family ranch is what we call the Coastal Plain, south of Houston there. And then we have a large lease ranch down in Refugio and Bee County that's kind of in the South Texas brush country. So, hunting and deer hunting and quail hunting is a big part of our operation also. And we run cattle on all the properties.
Well, let's talk about the weather conditions you've had down there. Now, have you had the really dry conditions that a lot of the Southwest has experienced the last couple, 3 years?
We have, and it's probably going on about a five-year cycle for us. We've had, some extremely dry conditions. Our cow numbers are down, and we just haven't really had sustainable-type moisture patterns to build them back up. So we're operating at about 30% of normal, and or about 30% less cattle than normal. And so we've been hoping to get something that we could count on. This morning, thank goodness, we had a very nice rain on our properties that was much, much needed.
And what were you saying, about 4 inches of rain?
Correct, about 4 inches of rain. So we were kind of at a stage where we were looking about possibly cutting some herd numbers again, if something didn't happen this spring. So this will give us some breathing room for a while.
Yeah. Does your grass ever go dormant that area, or is it always kind of growing?
We've always got something going down there. We grow a lot of winter grass. We have a lot of clovers and different. All of our properties are native pastures. So, and we have a rotation on all the properties. So, we've always are able to grow a little bit of something as long as we get the moisture.
Do you ever have to supplement the grass then, or?
We do. We have to put out a lot of vitamin mineral packages, and we feed in molasses tubs. And then in the wintertime, we'll feed a protein pellet to the cows just for each choice, hand feed them in the pastures. We try not to feed much hay down there, so we try to manage our pastures to have available, additional pasture for the winter. So that's what's been a real challenge during this drought.
So just your thoughts overall of the condition of the cattle industry right now?
Well, of course, the market prices is great. The low numbers, we're at an all-time low for cattle numbers, and that's a pretty big issue for us. And we really need to make some advances on trying to build the herd numbers. Of course, it's difficult to do unless you have the moisture, but I think we really probably need to investigate and do a little research on if there are any policies that we could be thinking about to encourage heifer retention and or give some of these producers some type of risk management that they can stabilize our cow numbers a little bit.
You got any specific ideas along that line? Or?
Well, the drought insurance programs, the private drought insurance programs, as well as the government disaster programs have been helpful to a lot of producers. There's certainly some things that we could do better with those programs, and that's something I think we probably need to research, because we really need to take the highs and lows out of these inventories, cattle inventories, and try to stabilize that cow herd. Otherwise, a lot of our feed yard operators, a lot of our slaughterhouse facilities are going to just have a lot of trouble with profitability, and we're going to continue to lose a lot of the feed yards and packing houses.